Our second speaker, Daniel Durham, he plays electric guitar, leads worship. He's come on many of the youth retreats and just selflessly given his time and his gifts, and he's just so passionate for Jesus and passionate for all of us to be all in. And I asked him last year if he would speak, and he was praying about it, and he said, can I have a rain check? I want to speak. Can I do it next year? And I'm like, I'm holding you to it. And so the long-awaited speaker, Daniel Durham, can we welcome Daniel?
Good morning, you guys. Guys, the title of my message is The Prize of Purity. But just repeat after me. Daniel, we know that you're going to speak on some hot topics. So take it easy on us, but please keep it under 30 minutes. Guys, I'm Indian Standard Time. It may go a little over, but I'm telling you, I'm going to try because I know it's really important to Pastor Tom. He vetted every single message, okay? And so I was trying to find a time to meet with him, and he was getting frustrated on text with me, and this is what he said. He said, you know what? Just preach what you got, Daniel. I trust you, but keep it under 30 minutes. I eventually met with him, but that was an indication to what's really important to him, okay? So I'm going to do my best. Guys, I'm a father, I'm a son, I'm a brother, I'm a husband, but most of all, I am a child of God. And that's the one thing that I feel very proud of. I work in data analytics. I work for one of the top population health consulting firms in the United States. We do a lot of numbers work, okay? My family and I have been going to this church for a while, and we love it here, and we're blessed and honored to be here. I may talk about a few things that may make some of us feel a little uncomfortable. So I want you to know that I'm not attacking you or yelling at you, but I want to speak on something that I feel God has put on my heart. I love this church, and I love you guys, and I love this community. So I hope that you can understand it's coming from a place of love, okay? Let's begin. Jeremiah 2:13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken the fountain of living waters, my fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Two evils. One, forsaken the fountain of living water. Two, hewed for themselves a broken cistern. What's a cistern? It's just anything that holds water or doesn't. In this case, it's a broken cistern. It doesn't hold water. Guys, I believe that in 2023, the biggest of these cisterns that we've hewed out for ourselves is sexual immorality, okay? We are paying a very high price. We are paying a very high price. Sometimes I feel like I'm in the twilight zone. I feel like it's a circus, like one joke after another played on me. It's just nuts. I think that we live, let's go to the second slide. I think we live in a very hyper-sexualized society. If it's not Facebook, if it's not Instagram Reels, if it's not Snapchat, if it's not Twitter, if it's not YouTube Shorts, if it's not Amazon Prime, if it's not Netflix or HBO or Hulu, it's going to be some sort of trending algorithmic protocol that's caught you in this consumption cycle that you can't get out of. And what's worse is I feel Satan has asserted his schemes to hijack these highways and just completely destroy our concept of healthy sexuality and sex, and our ideas of what God has created, and we've deviated so far from that. Barna Research, peer-reviewed study, large sample size, found that 68% of church-going men consume pornography on a regular basis. Ooh, it's getting a little hot in here. 50% of pastors across the United States in some way, shape, or form consume pornography on a regular basis. What's worse is that boys between the ages of 11 and 17 have been reported to be the highest, most heaviest consumers. So what's disconcerting about that is this. In the next several years, these pews are going to be flooded with porn addicts. Okay, you're like, Daniel, maybe you could have picked like a topic that's a little... You know, how about talk about the father heart of God? Guys, I wish I could have done that, but that's not the message that I have for you this morning, okay? Broken cisterns. Never in the history of humankind have we set up such a scenario where a boy has access to more beautiful women within the span of 30 minutes, than his historical counterpart would have access to in his lifetime. Do you understand that? We're reverse engineering the human body. We're reverse engineering what God has created us to do. We're just, everything is going to crap. 2018, sometimes I get so frustrated at us and humanity. Don't you just like, God, would you just save us from ourselves? He's just lost patience for us by now. Man, the grace of God extends far. 2008, just a clap. All right, I'll set the stage and then continue. In 2018, we saw 42 billion visits to Pornhub. All right, every year, every month, 2.5 billion visits. The population of the United States is 331 million. All right? So every month, we have the entire population of the United States times 8 visiting one site. How many porn sites exist? Hundreds of thousands. I believe this is, everybody repeat after me, the church is in a battle of its life. The church is in a battle of its life. Guys, we're paying a very high price. I believe that sexual immorality is a scheme of the enemy. It's fashioned, and it is the largest broken cistern we've hewed out for ourselves. It's snaked its way into the most revered names in Christian culture and our community. I've been a Christian all my life, and I consume Christian media, and I love worship music. I sometimes lead worship here and play guitar. But over the years, you just keep adding names to the list. You guys remember Benny Hinn? Yeah, I remember when he came to India. I moved here when I was 11 years old. Like a long, like white hair, white suit, crusade speaker. Thousands came. His net worth is in the tens of millions. Signs and wonders type guy. And then all that stuff came out, that scandal, you know, with that woman in Rome and everything. And his whole ministry started unraveling at the seams. Remember when Ravi Zacharias passed away? All of that stuff just unearthed. What happened? So those secret apartments, you know, and those other countries, all that stuff, total loss of credibility to his ministry. I think about Dante Bo, who was one of the featured voices of a song that I love, I Thank God, Maverick City. Maverick City discontinued their business relationship with him. Some video posted online, and he's on a bus partying it up, you know, with Bad Bunny, a song playing in the background. Bad Bunny is a super sexually explicit Latin rap duo. They're worth hundreds of millions. Great music, horrible content, all right? Hillsong United, scandal after scandal, but we love their music. Even before the inception of City Church, there used to be another church that used to meet here, Lake City. I'm not going to go too deep in that, but even if you open up the history books here, you'll find not a faultless past. I say this to say this. This is something so pervasive. It's entering the deepest parts of our ministry. And I think that we can't lose sight of what's happening, okay? We're paying a very high price. Could it possibly be that Satan understands that should humanity discover the promises of God waiting for them on the other side, in the case that humanity finally abandons all manner of sexual indulgence and lust, they will become more powerful than they ever thought possible. So is it a wonder that we have intimacy issues? How can you love God if you have all of these other lovers so far less wild than your first love? By the way, there was also a study done. 3,000 Christian colleges across the United States found that about 50% of young women in leadership were found to consume pornography on a regular basis or had some sort of sexual hookup in the last 12 months. It's not just guys, it's all of us. Everything is going down the drain. I honestly don't know what's happening. I'm not yelling at you guys, but I'm just really frustrated when I start to look at my generation and the next generation. It's kind of a dark outlook. Let's put up slide 3. Promises of God. This is my favorite slide. The way out, Daniel. It's intense. Okay. Before I go into that, let me say this. What kind of pains my heart is that the revolution isn't happening in the church community. It's starting to happen elsewhere. There's an emerging movement called the NoFap movement. It started on Reddit. Now it has over 1 million followers. It's a bunch of non-Christian guys, all right? So these group of guys, about 1 million, now 1 million strong, are finding out, in alignment with a lot of emerging scientific evidence, that's finding out that somebody that abstains for a period of time or even longer, suddenly, do you guys know what, I'll just quick talk about this real quick. Do you guys know what dopamine is? Dopamine is the motivation chemical. God created this in our minds, and it's responsible for motivating us to do anything. Get up in the morning, execute on a vision, your thought becomes reality, you're doing stuff. Abstaining from pornography or any sort of sexual indulgence for a long period of time, what that results is an equilibrium of your dopaminergic system. And your mind starts to rebuild its dopamine receptors. So now what's happening is these guys are pursuing relationships more. These guys are executing on their visions more. They have more energy during the day. You go outside and the sun shining on your skin feels 10 times better. The conversations you have, you're not depressed. Your outlook on life is much more positive. The androgen receptors in your body is upregulated, which means that testosterone is more effectively used in your body. What does that mean? That means they're burning fat, they go to the gym, they're building muscle, and muscle is correlated with longevity. All of these things. You can look at Andrew Huberman, you can look at Jordan Peterson. Everybody's talking about it. It's crazy, right? But none of that matters, right? None of that matters because the reason why we pursue purity is to become closer to Jesus Christ. That's the prize. That's the prize. And so it pains me because my peer group, guys my age, aren't as vocal about this pursuit as they should be, right? Matthew 5:8. Before I go to Matthew 5:8, let me talk about this. One of my favorite songs. You guys remember that song, Cast Me Not Away? Cast me not away from thy presence. Okay. The lyrics are like this. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation and renew a right spirit within me. Sometimes I feel like the Holy Spirit is like this creature, not shy, but elusive. But it is attracted magnetically to someone whose heart is pure. And it loves to share space with someone who is pursuing holiness. Is it possible for the Holy Spirit to depart from you? Yes, it is possible. And so what's crazy is I think that apparently 68% of men don't know what the Holy Spirit feels like. Do you really know what the presence of God feels like? Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will what? See God. I want to know what it feels like to see God. If that isn't the prize, then what else is there? My second point I put up there is strength, confidence, clarity of vision. I think of Samson. He was a sex addict. There was so much God had planned for him, and I think his strength is just robbed by his sexual indulgence, and his physical fortitude and mental fortitude just deteriorated. Right? But more importantly, I want to talk about favor and honor. Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. So remember that stat that I said about 50% of pastors across the United States are consuming some manner of porn regularly? Here's why I don't think that that's the case. I know that's not the case with this church, okay? And this is the same reason why I continue to go to this church. I made a concerted effort to understand and get to know the members of the pastoral staff. I asked them questions about their personal life, about what they do. I can tell you that the men and women of our pastoral staff in this church are of exceedingly high character. They're pursuing... We got to clap for this, guys. Their pursuit of a blameless life is, I think, second to none. And I think that's why this church is doing so well. And the anointing of the Lord is here. But where does that leave us? I used to joke with my friend, like, if apocalypse happened, it would be the pastoral staff just raptured on chariots of fire, and then it's just the rest of us idiots, just porn addicts and alcoholics in the pew just wondering what happened with our intimacy with God. Like, it's, like, oh, Nathan's not here. Is anybody... I can play a song. I know how to play Miracle Power. We can do that. You can write this down. If you do not maintain control over a recurring system or mechanism in your life, it will eventually maintain control over you. Woo! That's gold right there. That's like Sunday morning content, you guys. Stop playing with me. I'll say that again. If you do not maintain control over a recurring system or mechanism in your life, it will eventually maintain control over you. So this is my public service announcement to all the single guys out there, okay? I wrote this. So you guys, if you pursue a lifestyle of purity and you cut out all manner of sexual impurities from your life, you will become the most relevant version of yourself. Cultivating this sexual discipline in your life will spill over to all aspects, because when you master your sexuality, you will master everything. Jesus did it, and so can you. Your dopamine levels go back to normal equilibrium. You get joy out of the little things in life. You get excited and uplifted from simple conversations. Pursue relationships more. You're motivated to implement your visions, goals, rather than just sit back and theorize. You start going to the gym more. Your androgen receptors are upregulated, so like you make more use of testosterone, shed the body fat, build muscle, whatever you want. It's almost as if God designed this to be the cheat code of life. Is somebody listening to me? This in turn encourages you to continue reinventing yourself. So now suddenly you're strong physically, mentally, emotionally, but also gentle and kind and stable. And she finds security in you, and she sees God shining in you like a beacon, like a lighthouse on a stormy day. And ironically, you become more of a man than she was hoping for. You want to be a hot guy? You want to be a hot guy? You want to be the guy? You pursue sexual purity with everything in your heart. All right? God will give you vision. He will tell you what to do, and you walk that path. She'll just come along. She's looking for a leader, right? She has her own things, but she's looking for a leader. Because when life gets rough and it's crazy, are you a fixed point? Are you a foundation that she can stand on? That's just my service announcement to you single guys, all right? It's not that hard. All right, I don't want to lose sight of the primary goal here, okay? It is to pursue a relationship with God. All right, it's to restore your intimacy with him. Okay, slide 4. Let's do how to become pure. Receive his forgiveness. John 8:11. She's caught in the middle of the act of adultery, and he says, where are your accusers? And she says, I don't see them. And then he says, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. Number one, we receive his forgiveness. That's the first step. Number 2, say no to temptation. But you guys, I believe that saying no to temptation is just simply not enough. You need to actively create systems that prevent you from accessing these, I call them black holes, that pull you into a gravitational orbit. So quick example, I had to change the time that I went to the gym because I was slowly figuring out that during that period of time, it's packed, some really hardworking, attractive girls, killing it in the gym, but it was triggering for me. It was starting to. And so I'm not the type of guy that's going to go up to, excuse me, ma'am. Hi, how's it going? Sorry to interrupt your workout, but I was just wondering if you would be like kind enough to put some clothes on, because God's working in my life and I'm pursuing purity. I'm not going to do that. She's going to be like, you should do more squats. Bye. But what I can do is step out of this, right? Sexual temptation itself is not a sin, but it's a signal. It's a signal for you, right? Your fight or flight. Run, Daniel. Run. Escape. The lights are there. A lot of you guys, you don't do anything. You're not running. And then you're sucked in, and it's too late, okay? Another example is an actor who's on a show on Netflix called You. You shouldn't be watching that show anyway, but it was rated like number one for 2 weeks on top trending movies on Netflix. But in one of his interviews, when he got the script, he went back to the scriptwriters and the producers and say, hey, is there any way that you can reduce the number of sex scenes that are present in this show, in this next season? And the interviewer asks, why'd you do that? And he said, fidelity in marriage is really important to me. And the entire production staff came back with a massive reduction of the sex scenes. They rewrote the script for him. This is all secular, right? Honor and favor. What I like to believe is that he went home one night with a script and he talked it over with his wife, and his wife may have said something like, babe, I feel a little uncomfortable. She may have said that. And you know what he said? He didn't say something like, well, we signed up for this. He wasn't like, well, you knew that this was happening with the actor. He probably said something like, I understand. And then the very next day, he made that claim. That spoke volumes to me. That's the type of steps we need to begin taking. If you don't take a stand, who else will? Lastly, and I'm going to close pretty soon here, how to remain pure. Remind yourself what's at stake. Sexual purity is something that's very important to me. And I've cultivated that discipline over a long period of time. And I've overcome a very palatable darkness that's given me a major amount of confidence. It's allowed me to freely step on stage and lead people in worship, right? I have a son, he's a year and a half year old. And he's so cute. He runs with like belly forward and he's crazy. 10 years from now, I know that he's going to arrive at an inflection point in his life. He's going to face a very particular darkness. Whether or not he overcomes that at that point in time or even 1,000 times over, that's between him and God and his choices. But I can guarantee you this. Right? His chances are favorable. Because guess what? He's not fighting that fight alone. His daddy has already spent the time overcoming this evil, right? Overcoming this darkness. And his dad knows how to create systems in place, build his castle, build his strongholds tight and strong. So I can teach these tactics to my son, and he's not going to have a problem. Because I don't have a problem with it, why should he? All right? What's at stake here? Jesus is your purity, you guys. That's the last piece. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, we've talked about a lot of things, but I just want you guys to know that Jesus is the greatest prize. As you draw close to him, your life will become more beautiful and stunning than you ever thought possible. Guys, I just feel like for some of you, I've given you some things to think about and reassess, but if you do decide to make a shift, it's not going to be easy, especially if you're addicted to something and you're trying to get out of it. You need to talk to someone. I would just encourage you to talk to Pastor Joe, Pastor Derek, right? They're like SEAL Team 6, Black Hawk Down will come and pull you out of that darkness, but you need to be pulled out of it, okay? For some of you, what's waiting for you on the other side is the key to your prison cell door. Escape the lies, escape the matrix, and let Jesus be your priority. All right? Blessings. Thanks.